Go ahead, 41.
I'm Ben Grosskopf. I'm an elected member of Amherst Town Meeting. We passed the Bring the War Dollars Home resolution last November, and we were calling for an end to any funding for wars that the U.S. is pursuing in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. These immoral wars are killing innocents and degrading our own country morally. Senator Kerry, you have supported funding for these wars. Meanwhile, we're told that we don't have money to keep teachers and programs benefiting the public good. Obama, and not just Bush, and the rest of the Republicans agree on tax cuts for the rich and austerity for the rest. I believe that town meeting passed this resolution because many of us believe that democracy is in crisis, and the choice of many Democrats like yourself to enable the military spells doom for the future of democracy. So my questions are, first, how do you defend your record of supporting war funding? And second, how can the peace-loving people of Massachusetts rely on you to stop the extreme right wing that you spoke about earlier when you have failed to stand up to the central reactionary institution of our society, the U.S. military?
Well, how many veterans are here in the room? All right. I just want to see who's a veteran here. Thank you for your service, and I just want to get a sense. And I've worked with them for years, and I have great respect for the Veterans for Peace. And you are a veteran of a lot of struggles. Let me speak to your question about that. I wish this were simple. You know, I just spoke in New York 2 days ago at the funeral service for Richard Holbrooke. And I talked about the bond that he and I felt and shared, because we used to go out to dinner as we talked about Afghanistan and Pakistan. He was the special representative for Pakistan, Afghanistan, and as chair, we worked very closely together. And we'd sit at dinner and we'd talk about our youth and we'd talk about our experience in Vietnam. He was working with the embassy back then. He was a young diplomat. He spent 3 years in Vietnam. And he wrote one of the books of the Pentagon Papers. And so, you know, we shared a lot. I mean, as all the vets who were in Vietnam understand, or any other war, these are young men and women now who are serving their country. They're serving you. And, you know, when I was a lot younger, I was a lot angrier about what had happened in Vietnam. And I spoke out against it, and I led the Veterans Against the War, and to this day, I have people who don't like me because I did that, but I did what I thought was a matter of conscience, and I'm proud of it. But I honestly, I have to tell you, I don't look on the modern military that we have today as this, quote, most reactionary force in our society, et cetera. I know Admiral Mike Mullen very, very well. He's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He is one of the most thoughtful and creative and intelligent people about Afghanistan and Pakistan. He wants to get those troops home as much as any of us right now. And a lot of other people in the military do, I will tell you. But here's the but. And here's why it's a little more complicated than people think automatically. Incidentally, let me preface my comment by saying to you, I have said publicly any number of times over the last year, I think we have to change the policy. I think we have to begin to draw down. I think we have to begin to get out of there. We have to shift the responsibility. We've got to do this. But let me just tell you, I see the intelligence every week. I talk to these guys. And I've been over there any number of times now. The fact is that the most recent plots against our country, which we managed through terrific work by a lot of interagencies in the world, not just us, working with our allies in Europe, working with allies in the Middle East and others, we've managed to prevent America from being attacked several times over the last few years by intercepting plots. The most recent was the Christmas plot that came out of Yemen and Al-Qaeda in Arabia. But the truth is, there is a hell of a lot of chatter that we pick up. We have the technical means. We know what's going on. That is threatening our country. And if all we did was just say, hey, sorry, we're gone, I guarantee you the government of Afghanistan falls immediately, the Taliban take over, and the Taliban will provide haven because they've been in this together, and all of a sudden you've got this unrequited release of energy across the Middle East of all these people who say, wow, boy, those guys didn't hang in there. And we can win, and we can do what we want, because they don't have the staying power, they're not going to do it. What we need to do here is transition out of there